Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada, and this is Sabrina Williams, as the lovely Volante said. I am back on the air, and I am just happy and fabulous about this. It makes me, like, so ecstatic. We'll learn going down the road why I was off the air. I'm going to teach you guys about how not to date online, because that's why one of the reasons I was off the air, because I didn't take my own advice. But you know what? Now I have learned from that, and I am such a better person because of that. We have Matthew U. Johnson. We have Jacqueline Von Edelberg. We have one of my special friends, and hopefully he'll get to call in, Joshua Banks. His dad was the late, great Ernie Banks, Mr. Chicago. And we're going to be announcing some really special guests that we're going to be having in the future. When you ask God to really bless you and to bring you back and help you get things back on the air, he really does. This has been a beautiful, blessing week. So we're going to bring over our guests that are on the line and talk to them. Again, what are we doing in Las Vegas? It is beautiful. I just love Las Vegas. Here we go. Jacqueline, and hopefully that is my really good friend and I consider my brother, Joshua Banks. Are you there, Joshua?
No, it's me, Matthew Johnson. I'm in the house with my brother, Khabib. That's on Reflect record. That's about to drop on April 1st.
Hold on a second. Okay, hi, Matthew. How are you? And Jacqueline is there, so I'm going to give you guys both a chance. Jacqueline's going to go first, and then there's going to be Matthew. And then we're going to play one of Matthew's songs, and then we'll come back and talk to Jacqueline, all right? So, Jacqueline, you go ahead first and introduce yourself and tell everybody about you.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me on, Sabrina. So nice of you. So I'm mostly known in Chicago as a school reformer. I led a group of moms fixing a little public school here in Chicago called Nettlehurst. And we were eight moms in a diner, and we took one of the worst schools in Chicago, and we turned it into one of the best in 9 months on a budget of nothing. And then I wrote a book about it, toured the country for a while, and now I have a startup here in Chicago called Dabble Kids that connects kids to enrichment opportunities all around the city.
And Matthew, she would be your kind of person that you would write a song about, because you know what, this lady, she works with kids, and you heard what she does, but she has a heart for education and a heart for people, and I know you do too. And I'm thinking of the song Anything Is Possible. What do you think about that, Matthew? That's your song.
Well, Anything Is Possible, I definitely wrote that about people achieving their goals and dreams in their life and going after different aspirations and, you know, just putting their goals and dreams first and believing that they can do anything if they put their mind to it.
Now, Matthew, tell everybody about yourself. We're going to play one of your songs in a few minutes after we interview Jacqueline just a little bit more. But you have a single that's dropping, and tell us about it.
That single is called Reflect, and it's featuring Khabib. Actually, Khabib is on the line right now. I'm not sure if you heard that I introduced him, but he's also on the line with me right here. He's on that international pop EDM and reggae record. It's basically a top 40 record that we're releasing, and it's dropping on Empire Distribution on April 1st. It'll be on all digital media across the world. And then we have another guy on it named Skelkin Mavraj, and he's from Kosovo. That was the country that had the war with Serbia, like, back in the 90s, and they were going through some hard times out there. So we got a very international vibration going on with the top EDM record, which is EDM is huge right now all over the world, even in Las Vegas where you're at.
Well, all right. Well, thank you. Welcome, Khabib. conversations with the
diva.
Hey,
how you doing?
But I want to first, before I play, I'm doing great, sir. Thank you for asking. Actually, I'm doing really super great, people. I have met my bench pressing goal of 255 at 15
hey.
Times. So I just want to tell people that. And I'm 51. So I
congratulations.
Just want people to know you could have. Thank you. You can accomplish anything. But we're going to go back to Miss Jacqueline. Jacqueline, tell us about your foundation and what, and I know you said you created with moms who were homeschooling their children or just moms
no,
who are...
No, no, no. So the short story is my ex-husband was supposed to do all of the research on schools, and then he came to me and he told me that he was too busy at work and that I was going to have to do it all. And it was like, oh my gosh, you can't drop that in my lap, because in Chicago, it's really hard to figure out the whole school situation. It might be that way in Las Vegas, but it's certainly
yeah.
that way around the country in most major urban areas. And so my girlfriend in the park and I decided to check out Nettlehurst, which was our neighborhood school, and see just how terrible it was before we panicked or moved out of the neighborhood or whatever. And the principal, she showed us around, and she said, what do I have to do to get your kids to come to school here? And we said, well, I don't know. That's very interesting. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll let you know. So we came back the next day with this 5-page list of all the things that we thought would have to be in place in order to make a neighborhood walk back en masse. And the principal read our list, and she said, well, let's get going. It's going to be a really busy year. So we organized, and we organized all of these moms in the park, and we put everybody onto teams, and we had infrastructure and PR and curriculum and marketing and enrichment, and all of those teams had to succeed concurrently to make the project work. And then in 9 months, we had our first open house, and 300 families came, and 78 kids signed up for preschool that day. So,
what do you consider different about your school than regular brick and mortar school? I know they're both brick and mortar, but what is unique about yours?
Well, what made our situation unique was just a couple of things. I think we had a community that was ready to embrace change, and we had a bunch of parents who were really committed to saying, you know what, if we wrap our arms around the school and make it our own and invest with our time and talents and energy and most importantly with our children, potentially, you know, we could pull this off. But what I've learned from touring the country and helping communities create change from the ground up is that's actually not so unique. There are versions of me sitting around sandboxes all over this country. It's not like I'm Joan of Arc or something, and it's not like we were building
right.
a nuclear reactor. You know, this is something that, you know, there's all kinds of talent and energy and enthusiasm, and it just needs to be properly harnessed. And if people knew that they had the ability to fix the school that's on their corner, if they knew that they already had that power and they don't have to wait for somebody's permission, they don't have to wait for Oprah Winfrey to show up or Jeffrey Canada or something like
right.
that they already have
right.
the power to do that, then I think we could see real systemic change in this country.
And now you, I asked you to come on tonight because, and you were talking, because tomorrow in Chicago, what is about to happen with the teachers?
Well, on Friday, the teachers are having a day of action, they're calling it. And, you know, we're not taking sides with Dabble Kids with the teacher strike at all. I mean, you know, while CPS works out their differences and the mayor works out their differences with the teachers, you know, my organization, Dabble Kids, you know, we're on the side of children and we're on the side of families.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to make sure that the kids in the city have opportunities to, you know, not just on Friday, but really on every day that kids are connected to opportunities and enrichment, and that it's just easier for parents to get their kids connected.
No, and I appreciate that because people don't know Nevada is the 52nd. We can't even be 51st. We can't even be 49. We're 52nd in the worst place to educate your children. So don't move here if you want your children educated. My children are home, personally.
Are they really? Wow. You must have the patience of Job.
No, I have the patience of Jesus. You just want to see Jesus. Go to school. Do your schoolwork or you're going to see Jesus. That's what I tell my kids. We tell them. No, I actually have the grace of God. I should, Matthew, don't laugh at me. Don't be over there laughing. That's not funny. But seriously, no. What happened? Let me tell you behind the story behind homeschooling. I had originally moved here in 9 years ago with my ex-husband. And, yes, it's ex, so any of those men that want to send me an email, I can tell you more about myself. But, anyway, this is not the dating show. Let me move past this. Moving on. So, we moved here originally with my ex-husband, and we were going back and forth. I was already a little bit upset with the school district here because my oldest son, well, my baby, he's actually 16, he is really smart. He was going to a private school, and even the private school was getting upset with him because he was answering questions the teachers couldn't answer. And instead of them telling him the truth, they didn't know, they would just put him on, like, actually, one time he got suspended. You suspend the kid for answering questions. That was enough with me. And I started homeschooling my kids, you know, and it just worked out. Now both my sons, my oldest son, he is a major tennis player. He is going to be fielding offers from several colleges, and he travels too much to go to a brick-and-mortar school. He does go to one of the best online schools there is, Beacon Academy. They're a school here that was created for kids who have problems in school but also who do travel a lot with sports. They're NCAA certified. And then my youngest son, he's just his own being. He's way too smart for me. I'm just honored and blessed to teach him. So I get him every book he needs, everything, and they do very well. And just like you, Jacqueline, I go to sources. I call up people. I call up tutors. I call up whoever, and I call up teachers and everybody to get them what they need. It's not just me by myself. I have had one of the best support systems with family, friends, teachers, friends who are principals, educators, everybody. My son's listening to the show. They love him. Eli told me to tell you hi, Matthew, because he loves your music. And I have them look up and tell me about, like, I'll have my son read more about your organization, Jacqueline, and it's a homework assignment, literally. And that's how your kids learn. They have to tell me more. And I'm not the parent. I'll give you an F in a second, because I'm not the easy parent. I'm not raising numbnuts. I'm raising men and kids who need to be educated. Because the bottom thing that I've learned here in Las Vegas with kids and parents, sometimes nobles let their kids pass through the grades and don't even give a hot damn. And I care about my kids' education. So that's why, and I thank you, Matthew and Kadee, for being patient, because what Jacqueline had to offer, Matthew is being shy, but his parents pushed education. Why don't you tell her about that, Matthew?
Well, I went to a private school just like Sabrina's son went. I went to All Boys Catholic High School. And then after that, I went to a specialized overseas school called Friendswell College. And I went to school in London for 3.5 years and did overseas studies with people in Belfast. I learned about the troubles over there with the Protestant movement and the Catholic movement over there in Belfast. And I went to Stormont Parliament over there. And I also went to Slovenia, learned about the government over there, and in Italy, and different things. And, I just broadened my horizon on different cultures and different aspects of the world, you know. And then my father, you know, he's in medicine, but still supports my musical career. So that's why I went to school for psychology and music, and I got a degree in psychology and music. So they always wanted me to, you know, be happy, but also to make sure I get my education as well.
Jacqueline, this show was meant to be. And Jacqueline, can you tell everybody about your book a little bit and where can we find you at? And also, before you say that, I want everybody to remember that just like she's saying, education is not just one day on an action on Friday. Kids around the world are actually suffering more than they did 25 years ago with education, and we really need to bring it together. We're graduating kids out of schools and high schools, elementary and junior high, that are not educated and really don't know what they need to do. We need to change that. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Well, you know, what I learned from helping to fix Nettlehurst was really that at the end of the day, engagement was the only thing that mattered. It didn't matter whether kids were doing, you know, University of Chicago math or this math or the other thing. Really, if kids were on task and excited about what they were doing, they were learning. And if they were happy, they were learning. And if communities are engaged and parents are engaged and businesses are engaged and they can wrap their arms around schools, then they'll be successful. And that notion of we just have to drive engagement really has informed everything I've done from helping with Nettlehurst onto now, which is how can we create communities that are engaged. So I wrote a book called How to Walk to School, Blueprint for a Neighborhood School Renaissance, and Arnie Duncan wrote the foreword and Rahm Emanuel wrote the afterword. And it's a blueprint for how we did what we did. And, you know, every neighborhood is different. Communities are different. So it's not a one-size-fits-all model. It's not as if we have, you know, all the answers, because we don't. There aren't any magic bullets. But if that framework of what we did could be helpful for other communities that are trying to reinvigorate their neighborhood schools, that would be a really, you know, terrific thing, because every single urban area in America is built on the neighborhood school model. And that model succeeded in this country for 100 years. So, you know, the idea that that model is inherently flawed, I don't know, I guess I have a hard time wrapping my mind around that. But neighborhood schools worked only because people sent their kids there. And so until we're ready to invest with our time and our talents and our energy and our kids, education is just always going to be somebody else's problem.
Now, Jacqueline, I just wanted to ask you a question. Is there any way that me and Cadiz could get involved? Because our movement that we have, the Reflection Tour, is a positive vibe tour that pushes education, positivity, and you know, just a wholesome environment as far as kids goes and as far as even young adults. So maybe we can get together and work on some things in Chicago and the Midwest area if you're open for
it. That would be awesome. That would be terrific, definitely.
And you know what? I will, Kadeev and Jacqueline and Matthew, I will send, Matthew, I'll send you her, I'll connect you guys through, Jacqueline, I think I have your email.
Of course, that would be great. Thank you.
And then I will do that. This actually, you know what, you guys, I'm just going to be real honest. This show was meant together to put by God. Jacqueline had one of our friends, Joshua Banks, I hooked this up together, and then I said I really felt she needed to be on the show tonight. And usually I usually don't get those vibes like they have to be on, but it was meant to be for you guys to connect, and that was God. So I just want to thank God for that part, because that's just, that to me is really amazing how things roll together and how that people can, that's all, and how the people can network together. And Jacqueline, Matthew is an honorable, excellent young man, very positive African-American role model, and just has a great movement and following in many parts of the world. And he and I, this is his second time on my show, and I just love his music. It's uplifting. And if it can get me rocking and rolling in the gym, I know it can for you. But we're going to move on, Jacqueline, to Kadeev and to Matthew. But I will pass him on your information. And you guys, please, Conversations with the Diva. Jacqueline will be back to discuss her book after the Diva reads it. So she will be back on with us in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So you guys look forward to her. Thank you, Jacqueline, for your time. I deeply
appreciate
you. Thank you
so much.
Have a good
talking to you.
It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure speaking to you, Jacqueline.
All right.
And our hope to network with you soon, and maybe we can get together and do some events in Chicago. And I don't know what other areas in the Midwest your organization spreads out to, but, you know, we definitely can work something out if you have, like, these organizations that, you know, deal with positivity for the youth and what have you.
That would be great. You know, in Chicago, we have so many challenges right now with mm-hmm. violence and bringing people together. Anything that brings positivity and harmony and, you know, people to the table together would be great. So we could use you here in Chicago, definitely.
Yeah, I used to go to school in Barron Springs. That was after London. I actually finished out college in Andrews University in Barron Springs, Michigan. And I used to come to Chicago all the time. And my mom's I'm actually West Indian American. I'm African American and Caribbean American. My mom's from Jamaica and my dad is African American. And she has a Jamaican Chinese childhood friend that lives there in Chicago. And I used to come there quite often as well.
Well, anytime. Here we are. Such
all
a
right.
pleasure talking to you, Sabrina. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank right, you, Jacqueline. Jacqueline. We appreciate
you.
Thank you, Jacqueline,
doing.
For
it's important.
The connection. Yes, it is.
Sure.
Thank
Good
you,
night.
Jacqueline. Good
Bye-bye.
Night, dear. All right. That was Miss Jacqueline, and she is wonderful. Now we saw a connection. You know what it's about, people? It's about that, you know what? When God gives you a little boost or a gut feeling, go with it, and this was the best gut feeling. Now we're going to move on
mm-hmm.
to Mr. Matthew and Khadijah. And how do you say it? Shaquille?
It's Khadijah.
How do you say that man's name?
No, Shalcom.
No.
Shalcom.
Shalcom. I'm trying to say Shalcom. I know.
It's called, his name is Shalcom Mavraj. It's Albanian, Kosovo Albanian.
Okay, well, I don't want to slaughter a man's name and he come after me and shoot me down. Okay, moving on. Because he'll be like, look, lady, you need to know how to pronounce my name. Anyway, that's probably the problem. Okay, so we are going to go with the first one, is Reflect with you, Khadijah, and say it.
Shalcom.
Shalcom. Shalcom. Okay, Shalcom. Hey, Shalcom. Is he on the phone? Is he on the phone?
It's the eighth. No, he's not on the phone.
Okay.
He's
okay,
in Kosovo.
He would be like, I would have beat you. Okay, well, tell him I said hi. Next time he has to come. So we're going to go with Reflect. Tell us what was behind creating that song and who wrote the words and who's on musical parts.
You know, I'm going to let Khadijah speak a little bit on it because we just had another interview, and I'm going to let Khadijah speak a little bit on it, spread his knowledge
okay.
a little bit.
Well, Reflect actually derived from a song we did called Reflection probably about 3 years ago. And me and Matt are both positive, even though I do hip-hop, I'm still a positive guy, not, you know, one of the average gangbang rapper type dudes. So we actually made a record called Reflection, and it was about positivity and reflecting and, you know, being able to overcome your obstacles or any adversity that you face. So it started there, and then me and him recently reconnected probably in December of last year. And he actually told me he was doing a EDM remix, like an EDM pop remix, and we decided to name it Reflect. And it's produced by DJ Nova from the UK. He's from the UK, right, Matt?
Nah, DJ Nova is actually, even though he's known in the UK and he's toured over, he's from Sweden.
Sweden, I'm sorry. So we had DJ Nova get on there and put like a new sound behind it and really bring the record to life, and it just changed it completely. So we changed the name from Reflection to Reflect. We attached a tour to it. You know, we started branding with a tour so that we could take this positive energy as far around the world as we could and try to like spread it and get people to react to it. You know what I mean? And maybe hopefully pick it up and pass it on themselves. And that's just what it's all about for us, is just trying to break through our barriers that we've all been put in front of and get past half of the mess out here. You know what I mean? And stay clear-headed and positive through all of it.
That's right.
All right. All right, well, here we go. Let's reflect. Here we go.
Unde ești tu, portiță prănove? Curmetește duh, să șumele-n dove. Cu ștambul și mâni în gaunul iargove.
life reflecting. Thankful for the things that I have, they blessings. Every single struggle that I face, a lesson. Overcome my obstacles, goals, no question. If you can't live your life in depression, doubtful, regret it. Eat you from the inside, only if you let it. This is your dream, you cannot neglect the thing. Get it, man, pause for a second. Right back to work, Buffalo Soldier, boost to the dirt. Dehydrated soul, make a heart full of thirst. And we walk in the water because we all saviors. Got my life up in the blood and smoke. It's doing hella giggles, but mostly shirts. Shattered glass, hit a broken man, bro. Blowing punk into the mirror as I wrote these notes.
Gotta do what you want, that's fine. Gotta make your mind up what you want in life. Get it done, get it in all night. About to hit a breakdown when you climb out from the bike. If you want it, go and get it. You can do it, if you let it. Gotta work hard, just to get it. Get your mind right, come and get it. This is life reflection. If you feel like reflecting. If you're in a tough life representing. Anything I go in a life is reflecting. This is life reflection. If you feel like reflecting. If you're in a tough life representing. Anything I go in a life is reflecting.
Unde deși toți porții se prănove, curmete se duc să șume lândove, cu ștambul și mânim gaur ulergove, ulergove, să-și fie de harnove.
That's not crazy. That's actually sane.
And I like the Digo thing. Like, I was, like, literally over here. Like, you know, is it the Scottish where they wear the skirts? Or no, maybe it's not them, but they fold their arms, they kick their legs. I'll remember afterwards. Dang it.
I think, you know what? I think that's Irish, actually. That's, like, the river dance.
Oh,
stuff.
Is it? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, my arms are folded, I was kicking my legs. I just needed a kilt on, and then I would have been all in style. That was a really good song. I'm like, to do that, I might have to, like, play this song tonight, and because I already exercised this morning. Don't just ignore the lady who sang my insight, because you have more than that. Anyway, okay, so, Matthew, now tell us about your new song. What? Could you know, I'm just a little hot, little hilarious mess. But before we go off the air, I just wanted to tell people, because we're going to still keep recording, is that we're still going to keep recording. And next week, we are going to have VH1, Christina Scalera, and Mia Spano Curtis. They're going to be talking about breast cancer and breast cancer reconstruction and an activity that they have coming up. These are women, powerhouse women, who have done some amazing things on and off the air, on TV, radio, and everything else. So they're going to be our guests next week. So, okay, Matthew, awesome. Tell us about your new song.
Well, that's the newest song. And it's called Reflect. That's the newest one. That's the new single that's dropping on April 1st, which is Friday. And it's featuring, yeah.
Oh, look, Kadeev, you should see me. My lips, like, were like, whoa, boy, because I thought I had missed it. Oh, okay, people, you heard it first. And I'm not on drugs. I really am this hyper. And some people send me emails like, what kind of drugs do you do? I don't do drugs. I'm just happy like this. When I'm not
just
getting
high off life.
Lied to. What I'm not getting lied to by men who are, and I just want to say that there is a man named John McClain, and he's in Ohio, and he has a wife and a girlfriend and a baby, and he tried to make me his third girlfriend and his wife. I just want you, your ladies, to be careful. Okay, I'm sorry. Did I say his name? Oh, my God. That's awful.
Oops.
Okay.
Oops.
Be careful.
Oh,
he's 6'2". He's white, ladies. Just be careful. All right,
oh,
and he
man.
Has a couple of
all the way on blast.
Okay. a little baby that looks like him. And if you catch him in the game of war, his name is Killer Fallen. I just want to give all the information
man.
Out there. What? What did I say?
Oh, you went all the way in. You aired him all the way out. I thought you were gonna stop at some point. You just kept going. You put the game of war name.
Do you guys know what the game of war is?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I'm a badass in that game of war. I'm like a powerful player. So, like, okay. So moving on, I just want to say, though, this song, Reflect, actually helped me. Even though I was over here with my arms crossed, kicking my legs up, I want to say, as you guys were talking, seriously, aside, it really did help me because I'm back on the air. I'm back into my mode because it took a lot out of me dealing with this guy, and it really affected me emotionally and physically. Like, I, like, lost weight. All I was just some big boob girl that was really skinny. Now I got my weight back on. I'm fine.
Hey.
You can see I'm a hot mess, okay, because I just tell all the truth.
I ain't mad at you.
Because I could not stand being that skinny. And I'm not against anybody who's that skinny. I mean, but I need a little meat on my little bones. And I'm back into my weight. I was always into exercising, but I took it to the extreme. And I'm just here to say that song really, really helped me. I mean, I didn't even realize, because I didn't listen to it actually tonight. I was listening to the Anything's Possible, Matthew, the other song.
Yeah, that's one
then,
of my older records. Yeah.
I know, but it really, that song actually, young man, has really helped me to really remember who I am, why I'm here, and I'm here to be on the radio because I'm funny, but I'm also here because I do, see, tonight I networked. Did you see that, Matthew? I'm networked for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that, too. That's what I'm here for, and I know that, but I just felt if I put John on blast, I've said his name again,
I just want to say, John, we had nothing to do with it.
nothing at all.
By the way, Amy is another person that I'm just saying this for one of my friends, who is a lady who is 35 and who goes around breaking guys' hearts because she lies that she hasn't been married, but she actually has like 4 or 5 kids. Amy, we're going to need you to stop breaking men's hearts. See, I got the girl.
You evened it out. Yeah, you evened it out now.
You know, Amy, we need you to stop that, sweetie, because you know what? You little skinny blonde self and your little boobs ain't helping nobody. That's just evil, and men don't need that. You need to go away to some way island, okay? Men, I'm just here. You will hear me in the next couple of months. Just be calling people out on their stuff. Because, you know, this online dating and this online gaming, like Game of War, I love this game. But people be coming at people, and you're not even trying like that, and then they get you caught up in their web of lies. So we're going to need all that to stop, but I'm going to help people. In that one-time place, like the Reflect actually helped me reflect that I don't need to be on any dating sites called it's our time for 50 and plus. No, it's not my time. It's not my time for sexual predators. I need you men to stay at home because that's not our time.
Yeah,
okay, I just want to call that out. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
so online dating, yeah, so that's all out. I just want to point that out to people. And so you guys are going to hear me. This is how I'm healing because my therapist says that I just come to therapy and she talks about her problems. It's really not worth me paying her. So I just might as well get it out.
She pay
there.
You, yeah.
She does.
Sabrina,
we need to get together.
We need to get together and party and throw that party that we were planning before.
Are you going
to
consider dating me now? Are you going to be my man now?
It sounds like it.
That
sounded like an intro.
No, I was just saying that there's a party.
He's nervous.
The party, the
he's nervous now.
Party. Remember the rooftop party that we were discussing on having?
Yes. Oh, my God. You have to come out. Yes. I have not forgot the rooftop party that will be at the Vegas Grand. That is the best place to have rooftop parties with pools and cabanas. Yes. And you know what? I'm back in motion. So you see, today I was really on it. And even yesterday I said, Matthew, I forgot I couldn't find the song, so I'm on it. You can see I'm back. So definitely let's talk this week about that because I think that would be fabulous because I know you guys, I could, like, be your bodyguard. I could, like, you know, seriously. And, Matthew, if you want me to be your sugar mama, you let me know. You know, just, I'm open.
Send her the application.
Because you want an application too? Okay, I'll get you one.
Yeah,
send
mine on Facebook.
I got you. You know, you guys, seriously, your song, seriously, it really, that song, I was too busy listening to anything possible, but as usual, I'm going to ask you guys, because people get really mad at me. They're like, they'll call me, you can't play those songs. I'm like, why? Because you don't have the rights. Actually, I know the people who gave me the songs, because they're just jealous because they don't have them. So, again, I'm asking you guys, is it okay to play your songs and give you guys the credits for them?
Yeah, whenever you want to.
Yeah, because I'm like, seriously, I actually have these. What I'm going to be doing is, let me see what I have here. I have Fly Away. I have Anything Possible. I have Reflect. And I'm going to, like, you're going to hear me in the background, like, kicking up my little legs on. Yeah, okay. Let me stop.
play the Fly Away record. That's Khadijah's record.
You go. I really am. You guys are awesome. Thank you, Matthew. And Khadijah, let's talk again later this week. And then also, let's get you guys back on for, again, after your tour. Because you guys start tour, right?
Yes,
yeah, we're going to be touring soon, the next couple of months here.
Okay, so we'll come back on in, like, June or July. Come back on for my birthday on July 10th or during that week so you guys can, we can, like, you guys can sing happy birthday to me, and I can tell you if your applications for Sugar Mama got approved. And I am so funny. I know. Okay. And no, I am not dating any of these men. You guys know I like to be funny, and neither will you guys date them because you have to go through me to get them approved. So get off the ladies. And any guys out there, too, okay, so I'm just not having that. And I'll be taking applications for them. So anyway. So you guys have to come back on. Thank you. You guys, good luck with the tour. Be safe. And I'm so proud to know you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Sabrina.
You too, guys.
Yeah,
love you guys both.
It.
Be good. Bye-bye.
All right.
That's his Conversations with the Diva. We're off the air, but it's still recorded. You guys, please follow Matthew. Please follow Jacqueline on Facebook. Follow me at www.sabrinathediva at www.sabrinathediva.com. Didn't even know. And on Twitter and on Facebook, on Instagram, all those. Have a great week. And join us next week. Special guests, Mia Spano-Curtis and Christina Scalera. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.